Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Happy Friday the 13th. When this comes out, it's not anymore. But today is Friday the 13th with the full moon at 12:33 a.m.
You know, I didn't even think about that. Today is Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Sure is.
Spooky.
And as Rachel, our engineer, and I figured out, the full moon comes tonight. So technically tomorrow, but 12:33 a.m. overnight is a full moon. So it's like, it's a good night. It's a Friday the 13th with like an almost full moon.
I'm going to stay up.
Yes,
you know what?
I'm
hosting book club tonight. Do you think that they'll be cool with me putting on like scary movies in the background?
Fully.
I don't know. I read books with a lot of wimps.
That won't be. And it won't be distracting at all. Hello, Kathleen.
Oh, hello, Bethany.
Happy bonus episode.
Thank you very much. And same to you, my friend.
Why, thank you.
Now, let's have some pudding.
Let's have some pudding.
Some English, was it plum pudding, toffee pudding? What do the English eat?
They love a bread pudding. Mm. They love it. They do. I think they love a toffee pudding. I don't know anything about the British, the English. I'm speaking for them. Couple things we're going to do on this bonus episode. I'm going to give you an ear infection update.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thrilling update. I'm also going to tell you about my flu shot experience, which...
Oh, it is flu shot season, isn't it?
And I got a flu shot, and it was unnerving.
Can I admit something to you and to the world that I'm not proud of?
Yes, really quickly. And then we're going to get onto a Facebook. So there's something going on Facebook with our group that we need to talk about.
There was something that happened last night. It was a hot topic. It was an anonymous post.
Okay.
And it's really juicy.
So that's what we're all going to get to
in
today.
The Acquired Taste Facebook fan group.
What were you going to say about your flu shot?
I don't remember the last time I got one.
Really? You don't get the flu?
I haven't gotten in a while.
You're lucky, man.
I hate myself because if somebody said that to me, I would be like, you're a jerk. Do it for the herd immunity.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Get your flu shot.
Yeah. People are very polarized about it. Even like vaccine issue aside, some people are like, it makes me sick. And some people are like, get your damn flu shot. I always get it because if I don't, I get the flu.
You get the flu. So I've been reading about how Facebook is treating vaccine pages and anti-vaccine pages, and it's sort of interesting. No matter what you put into the search bar in Facebook, it just redirects you to health organizations.
Oh, that's smart.
When you're searching vaccines, isn't that? It's sort of interesting that that's the way that Facebook is choosing to deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a potentially very dangerous topic if people are getting the wrong information.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah. Jenny McCarthy. Let's do ear infection update because I know people are really
excited.
Jenny
McCarthy.
So I went to my ENT. If this is your first time listening, I've had an ear infection for about 2 months now.
I mean, you have an ear infection for longer than some marriages.
Yes, it's true. And I get them all the time. This time it ruptured my eardrum. Ugh. And so I went into my ENT a couple days ago and he said that the multiple weeks that I was away doing the drops that hurt and everything, it got rid of the infection, but my eardrum has not closed at all. Like, it hasn't gotten any better. It's still 40% gone.
Does the skin grow back like in a sci-fi movie where, like, you know, a robot gets injured and then all of a sudden human skin grows over like the injured part?
So it should. That is what should happen. The skin should sort of grow back together like a sphincter. But the issue in my situation is that all of the skin that's supposed to grow back together has sort of folded underneath on itself. So instead of having a really smooth, flat skin surface, it's like these folded fruit roll-up sections that aren't going to connect if they get close to each
other. Sounds delicious.
Yeah. So I have to have
surgery.
So I have to have skin grafted from the back of my ear onto my ear canal. We've had actually a lot of taste buds who have had this done. They said it's really successful.
Can we stream it live on our Instagram?
You can come. I will be under. It's like like a surgery.
That's crazy. Do you have a date scheduled?
October 10th.
Wow.
October 10th at noon o'clock.
It's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, so that's that.
Speaking of things that are hard in our lives right now.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, I got a new kitten.
Yes, tell me about Juno.
And I was sort of at my wit's end last night and I was like, I need help from our taste buds because we're cat people. I know that people that listen to this podcast are cat people.
Sure.
So I went on Facebook and I was like, taste buds, I need your advice for integrating a new cat into a home, a kitten into the home where there's already an adult cat living.
Because it takes a long time.
Within the hour, Bethany, I had no less than 60 comments of people giving me advice.
Was it helpful? Was it good?
It was so, so helpful. There were a couple of taste buds who were like really true experts that were going back and forth with me. And I'm having a tough time. My old cat, Cannoli, is not loving my new kitten.
Yeah.
My new kitten keeps shitting all over its.
Yeah. Well, I know that my sister brought a new kitten to an older cat, like an older cat.
Yeah.
I think Zelda was like 10 or 11. 10 maybe.
Yeah.
And it took about a month. Like, okay. It was a month of, you know, doors closed and then like food near the other, each side of the closed door.
Yes.
And then like blah, blah. And it took a really long time. But if you're patient, it works.
And you do it the right way.
Yeah.
I know. It's so interesting. You don't think about this before you get a new animal, but you can't just toss them in a room with each other and say, hey, get along. It
not
just doesn't
cats.
Work like that. Yeah.
Dogs, usually, you probably could, usually.
Yeah.
But yeah, not with cats.
So on my way in here, I was stressing to the max. I drove into the city today to record this bonus. And you know, I don't know if it's for anybody else, but for me, when I'm in my car and I'm stressed out, I fester.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Instant pot.
Yeah.
The incubation. And I was like, oh my God, like this cat issue. And I'm so stressed out. And I'm hosting book club tonight. And my apartment's a mess because I've been dealing with kitty issues and blah, blah, blah. And now I've got to make food and people are coming over, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, erase, erase, erase. I'm going to change my narrative.
Yeah.
I am lucky enough to have a beautiful new kitten that is so lovely and fell asleep on my face last night.
I
am lucky enough to have friends that read books and they actually want to come over to my house and drink wine with me and laugh and talk about literature. And so I'm changing my narrative.
That's good.
I don't know if anyone else listening to this today needs to change your narrative, but just spin it in a different way. Pretend you're a powerful PR person on an ABC Shonda Rhimes show.
Did it help? Are you
it
feeling
did.
Better?
It helped, yeah.
Yeah, it really does. If you realize how lucky you are to have certain things, it really can help.
Change your
lot.
Narrative.
Yeah.
But yeah, the kitten fell asleep on my face.
What's the poop situation?
The poop situation is that most kittens, when they come from foster situations, have a little bit of illness.
Sure.
He's got like some eye infection stuff and some poop stuff going on. But he weighs only 2 pounds. He is 2 pounds, but his personality weighs 100. So I'm having a good time with him.
You sent some pictures and they were so darling. He's so darling. So really quickly, my flu shot story, and then we'll get on to like the drama on Facebook.
Do you go to the doctor or do you go to the pharmacy?
To CVS.
Yeah.
I went to CVS to pick up a prescription and the guy was like, do you want your flu shot? And I said, hell yeah, I do. And then he laughed.
See, it was just spur of the moment like that for you?
Yeah.
Just spur of the moment.
I
can't do that.
Get it.
When it comes to shots, I need to mentally prepare myself.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. No, I was
like
just like,
needles.
Let's do this.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm always afraid that the people at the pharmacy don't know what they're doing.
Well, here's what we're talking about.
Okay.
So the guy who was helping me was very helpful. And then I sit down in the area where all the old people sit.
Uh-huh.
And they put a screen in front of me. And then I wait and wait and wait. And out comes this other pharmacist who I had not been dealing with. He comes out. He sits down. And he was like, you know, do you need a note for your school or work to prove that you've gotten a flu shot? And I said, oh, no, luckily I don't work in an office and I don't go to school anymore, thank God. And he was like, oh, thank God I'm not in school either. I hated school. And I said, yeah, pharmacy school is tough. I briefly dated a guy who was a pharmacy student and it was just a lot of memorization. And I said, I don't know how you can memorize that much. And he was like, oh, no, I didn't. I just hated it. I just didn't memorize it. And he's getting the shot ready. And then I said, oh, well, you must love your job then, right? And he was like, yeah, I love my job. I hate shots, though. I hate giving them. I don't know how I can do this. And then he's like poised to put the needle in me.
As he's about to give you, no.
And I'm like, wait. So this guy hated pharmacy school, never memorized anything, and hates giving shots. And here is the guy who's about to give me my flu shot.
I would have walked away.
And as he said, yeah, man, I don't even really know why I do this. Stab. In it goes. And I swear to God, Kathleen, and this cannot have been true.
Did you see stars?
No, but as he was like squeezing it in at the very end.
Oh, just thinking about it.
I felt it like get foamy.
No.
Which has
no.
never happened to me before.
You felt it foam up in
like,
your arm.
I felt it like out of the syringe, which maybe is normal. I've never felt that before. As far as I know, if there's any air in the syringe, it goes into your bloodstream and you die.
Yeah, that was an episode of Law and Order. That's how you kill old people when you want their money.
Exactly. So luckily, you know, nothing happened. I'm alive. This was several days ago. But like, I just think that if you, let's just say you're a pharmacist and you're about to give a flu shot. Maybe don't tell the person whose arm is like bare and ready for you that A, you didn't learn anything in school, and B, you hate giving shots, and C, you don't know why you're doing
this. It's like, you know, on HGTV when they do the big reveal of your new home, or like, here are all your home renovations, and the family steps into the house. And one of the property brothers is like, meh, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know why I do this. I didn't go to architecture school. I hate doing this.
Or like when you're about to...
I'm not sure if that beam is secure. Enjoy your home.
When you're about to like do your first tandem skydive and the dude strapped to your back is just like, I don't know, never done this before. Cross your fingers. And then he pushes you out of the plane.
Oh, or you sit down to get your hair cut and the person behind you about to cut your hair is like, okay, well, I saw this on YouTube.
Cross your fingers. Here we go. So again, I'm fine. But like I did make a joke afterwards like, oh man, I hope you knew what you were doing. And he...
See, that's the point when I get out my camera and I start filming for proof.
It all happened so fast. Like, he was about, like, he was swabbing my arm and poised the needle right when he was like, by the way, don't like this, don't know what I'm doing.
That, you know, whenever I have to get a needle or blood taken or whatever, I start to hyperventilate and I'm so embarrassed because I'm an adult.
No, it's fine. There are so many adults
and
who hate it.
So I put my arm out or whatever they're going to do, and then I look in the other direction and I kind of like purse my lips. I start, you know, pursing my eyes and the person's always like, ma'am?
You okay?
You okay? I'm like, I'm fine. Just do it. Just please take my blood. Take everything from me.
Yeah. It's awful.
It's embarrassing. I really, honest, kudos to you for sticking around.
But I feel like
you really, really want the herd immunity to be okay.
I think I just wanted to get it done with. And I also don't want to get the flu because I get it so easily. My, you know, I've said this before. My immune system has an open door policy. Like, everything can come in.
Yeah. I remember when you were sick last year, it was not pretty.
No. You came and brought me food and looked alarmed when I opened the door.
Yes. You looked gray. You were a ghost. I was like, this is the ghost of Bethany coming down to get some saltine crackers from me.
Do you remember the year that I got the flu three times?
Yes, I remember that.
That was the year I did not get my flu shot.
Okay, so yeah, I'm not getting the flu shot. I'm just going to start drinking my pee. Have you heard of urine therapy?
I have. Remember, I joined their Facebook page.
Yeah, people who don't believe in vaccinations.
Yeah, they believe in urine.
Yeah. Or black salve. Black salve.
What's that?
It's like, I don't know, it's like some sort of black, thick lotion.
That doesn't sound good.
Consistency that you put on cuts and scrapes and whenever you have a bump or whatever.
Salve.
It's like a whole thing.
Is the L, do you pronounce the L in salve?
Salve.
Salve. Black salve, also known by the brand name Consema, is a pseudoscientific alternative cancer treatment.
Yeah, pseudoscientific.
The product is commonly classified as an escarotic, a topical paste which destroys errant skin tissue and leaves behind a scar called an eschar. What?
Yes. Bethany, people who don't believe in science as it stands, whenever they get something, they put this black salve on it.
Oh, gosh.
I don't recommend it. I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to tell you it's probably not the way to go. I think when you have something that you might believe to be cancerous, go see a medical professional.
Oh, my gosh. Here's a picture. If you go to the Wikipedia page for black salve, you see a picture of a man. His skin rotted off his face because he used black salve when he thought he had melanoma.
Yes, don't do it.
The man's nose had to be amputated following use of black salve.
It's insane to me that people will use this over modern medicine, but whatever. No judgment. Yeah, actually, I am.
Okay.
Judging people very hard. I'm sorry.
So, Kathleen, you and I love Instacart.
Yes.
And one of the best experiences I ever had was I ordered my groceries from my just local down the street grocery store.
Yeah.
And the guy who was getting my groceries, he texted me a couple times because he was like, oh, you know what? I think that there's like this is low, but there's these other options. And when he came and he brought them, we had been texting back and forth. So I felt like I knew him already.
Yeah, he's your friend.
He was my friend. He dropped off my groceries and I was like, thanks so much. And then that was that. It was just like this really human, wonderful experience.
Yeah.
But it also saved me so much time because I didn't have to be the one running around and getting groceries, and he was making money.
Can I tell you, someone in my family works for Instacart. They go to the store and they pick up the groceries, and she says she's having the best time ever doing other people's food shopping.
Oh, I bet. Did you hear about the guy who lost a ton of weight because he was shopping for Instacart, and when he saw the people he was dropping the food off for, if they were especially fit, he would look at what they had ordered, and he would start ordering the same stuff, and he lost all of this weight.
This is why I love Instacart.
Yeah.
I always use this example of when Instacart really saved my life. My husband was sick. He had come down with a bug. I had a flight. I had to go to the airport in like an hour.
Yeah.
Got on my Instacart, ordered soup and crackers and Gatorade and all this stuff. It was at my house before I even left for the airport. Instacart saved my life. I'm telling you, my mom uses it because she's like been having some trouble with her back. So she's been getting her groceries delivered.
Did she remember to use her code this time?
Never remembers to use our code.
Save time. Spend your time doing literally anything else. Here's what you do. You go to the app or you go to Instacart.com. You order the groceries that you need from your favorite local stores. They do national chains. They do your smaller stores. Your personal shopper gets all your stuff. They pick your produce with care. They keep the hot stuff hot and the cold stuff cold. And then your groceries will arrive in as fast as an hour or at a time that works for you.
I've only had amazing produce show up at my house when I've used Instacart.
Yeah, they don't bring those weird looking oranges.
Nah.
The ones that are like flat on one side. They're going to bring you a gorgeous orange.
An Instagram worthy orange.
Hashtag gorgeous orange. So try Instacart and get $10 off and free delivery on your first order.
To get this limited time offer, download the mobile app or go to Instacart.com and enter our promo code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, at checkout.
That's $10 off and free delivery on your first order today in the mobile app or at Instacart.com. And don't forget to enter our code TASTE.
What's for dinner tonight?
Instacart, a gorgeous orange. Okay, Kathleen, what's going on our Facebook page? Because you came into the studio and you were like, there is a thing happening.
It is juicy.
There's a juicy thing happening.
All right. This is from an anonymous person. So I don't have a name to give them.
How do they stay anonymous?
Oh, they send it to one of our admins and then our admins post.
Oh, smart.
The person writes, I need opinions on both sides of this. I've been married for 12 years to my husband. He, for the past 12 years, has always been a very kind person. He has friends at work, but not really friends outside of work. He's also not really big into technology, and he's never had a smartphone. Well, I bought him a tablet, and he started using that. And I noticed he installed Facebook Messenger on his tablet, and I was like, oh, wow, welcome to the 21st century. And then I noticed he was messaging a lot. And I'm like, that's weird. He's not a messenger or texter. So who the heck is he talking to? So whatever, I realized that he was talking to a woman he works with. Let's call her Belle. Curiosity got the better of me, and I looked at their messages, and it seemed totally fine. But then the messaging became excessive.
Okay.
Like, he would message her as soon as he would wake up in the morning, or when he was on his lunch breaks, or when he got out of work up until when we went to bed, they would just constantly be messaging each other.
Uh-huh.
So I said something to him. I said, I don't really feel comfortable with you talking to her all the time. And he was like, well, get comfortable because she's my friend.
Okay.
So then it slowed down. I noticed that he wasn't sending her messages as much. But turns out he was really just hiding it from me. So I'm like, okay, I'm definitely not comfortable with this. She said this to him. I feel like you're hiding something from me. And again, he's like, too bad, she's my friend and you can't control my friends.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
So let me continue. Maybe I'm being crazy, right?
Nope.
So one night, I met my husband at a local ice cream place. We had two cars because we were coming from two different places and I had the kids. We got ice cream and then I said, okay, I'm going to head out. The kids and I left. And I went about 2 miles down the road and decided to take a different way home. So I turned around. And I passed the ice cream place on my way back. And he was at the ice cream window again. And I was like, that's weird. So when he got home, I was like, hey, I turned around because I took a different way home. And I saw you at the ice cream window again. Why did you go back? And he got very defensive. And he lied to me. He said, I didn't get ice cream for anyone. What are you talking about?
Wait, she didn't even ask him if he got it for anyone. She just said, why were you there? And he turned it about getting it for someone.
Exactly.
Oh, this dude.
So, yeah, she checked his messages again. I know that it's bad, but I can't help myself. And the woman that he works with was like, hey, thanks for getting me ice cream.
Wow. So, wow. Okay.
So he got the ice cream and then brought it to her house.
Okay. So he's cheating.
So then I confronted him again and he lied over and over and over until he finally told me the truth. He's very upset with me because he doesn't have a lot of friends and he feels like I'm controlling him and telling him who he can and can't be friends with.
Nope.
I said that I trust him, but I don't trust her. And I said, please don't buy things for her or hang out with her outside of work. I just don't feel comfortable with it. So as time goes by, he still continues to talk to her.
Okay.
So one day, he had been talking to her for an extended period, and I was like, come on, please. And he's like, all right, whatever, I'm sorry.
He sounds like a winner.
So again, I know it's bad, but I checked his phone, and there were pictures of her legs, like her legs crossed up to her thighs, you know, the kind of picture that you would take like 20 of to get a good one. And I freaked out. I finally messaged her, and I said, how on earth could you think that it's okay to send a married man and your work supervisor a picture of your legs like that? And she just laughed and said, oh, I don't see him like that. He's just a friend. So I said,
wow, you're being gaslit twice.
So I said, okay, whatever. I trust him.
No, you do. Why?
I do.
No, you shouldn't.
But she said to the woman, do you see where I'm coming from, how it's not okay? She went on to tell me that they're just really great friends and she doesn't see him inappropriately. Mm-hmm. And then we agreed that it would be helpful if maybe she and I got to know each other.
No.
Because it would be easier on me and her husband.
No, honey, I don't know what you're... I want to punch this situation in the face because everyone is making her feel crazy and she is not crazy. What the hell is keep going.
So a few weeks went by and seemed things to be getting better. So I think this woman became friends with the other woman like on Facebook
you
and social media and stuff like that.
What the hell?
Things were getting better at home. We had been taking walks together. We've been taking walks with the kids because we were working on our health and we have three children. So it was nice to get out of the house sometimes. So on one particular trip, he went out by himself and he sent me a picture from the woods of this like weird teepee thing that he saw when he wandered off the path. Then I went on her Facebook page and saw pictures of the same teepee thing.
Was she naked inside it?
I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I saw the date, 8/22. It was the same day that he sent me the text with the weird teepee thing. And then I looked at the time, 8:30. He had gotten home at 8:20. He was walking with her in the woods. He went out to take a walk with his coworker, his quote-unquote friend.
Kathleen, do you see my face right now?
I know.
Do you see how livid I am right now?
You want to jump through the computer and use technology to ride the internet waves to this woman's house, and then you want to jump out of her computer and punch her husband in the face. I mentioned it to him, and he lied. He tried to say that maybe she posted them the same day, but he hadn't seen her in the woods.
He's been caught in this lie like 17 times. I wish we had a name for this person. I know why, but like, I wish we had a name so that I could like yell her name out of solidarity.
I know.
And be like, Hannah Palindrome.
Hannah Palindrome.
You are not crazy.
Okay. So then he changed his story. He said, all right, we were together, but it was only one time.
No.
We only went on a walk one time.
Uh-huh. Because he's been so believable in the past.
He said he lied to me because he knew that I would freak out and wanted to be able to have a friend. Just one friend.
He's making it so that you are the bad guy in this situation where he is the bad guy. Do you see what is happening?
He said, I just want one friend and I don't want you to take it away.
Okay, then stop having sex with that friend.
I don't mind if he has friends and actually I've never actually known him to have any. I just think that this is inappropriate.
Yes, of course it is.
And it's not because he's not a great person and he is a great person. I just don't know why he's never had a friend before. And this is like the one friend situation that I'm not uncomfortable with. So please.
This is not a friend.
Tell me, am I overreacting?
No.
I need some devil's advocate advice.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Kathleen, let's hold
unpack.
My scarf, hold my rings.
Okay.
I cannot put into words the amount of twists and turns that this man has done to make you feel like you are the one at fault for him being a cheater. The fact that he makes you feel like a bad person for looking at his messages, you looked at his messages because you got a feeling in your gut that he was acting suspiciously and you were correct. You don't have to apologize for that. Second, he's lying at every turn and saying that he just wants to be a friend puts him in the victim role. When that is not the case at all, you are the one in the victim role.
Yes.
You are not crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane that you would have to try and make friends with the mistress so that he can be happy.
It is incredibly inappropriate. Incredibly inappropriate. And even if they have not touched each other physically,
yep.
It is still emotional cheating.
It's an emotional affair.
And sometimes emotional affairs are worse than the physical ones.
Yep.
Ugh.
What are our taste buds thinking? Was there like a, did anyone come down on the side of this dude?
Let me take a look.
Because look, if someone out there understands where he's coming from and can put it in a perspective that would make sense, I would love to hear it. But I can't imagine that that exists.
So Dillian, he wrote, he needs to put himself in your shoes. Would he be okay if you were doing the same thing?
No, he would not.
He would totally not be okay. Kaylin said, nope, not cool at all. You tried to give him the benefit of the doubt and it's not okay. You know your husband, and when things change in this manner and you are being lied to, it's, you know, it's not okay.
You are being lied to over and over and over. And anytime you've said what you felt like, he is not willing to put it aside. I promise you, Kathleen, if Neil was hanging out with Tawny McBoobtastic.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know what? I feel uncomfortable with this particular friendship. Would Neil be like, tough shit?
No, absolutely not. And I'd like to think that it would never even get to the point where I would have to say to him,
yeah,
this is getting uncomfortable.
Yeah. If Dennis was hanging out with gorgeous Vaughn Perfect Face.
Yes.
And I said, you know what? I'm very uncomfortable. He would fall over himself to apologize,
yeah,
to make it clear to what's her name, McAwesomeness,
yeah,
and be like, we're done. We can't hang out. My girlfriend is uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and vice versa, by the way.
Anonymous, you are his wife. You are the mother of his goddamn children.
Yeah.
You should be his number one.
Yes.
He should be taking walks with you in the woods.
Yes. Yes.
And posting pictures of teepees for other people to see.
And this goes the other way. Like, I saw one statement. We got an iTunes review that said that our show has just turned into hating guys, which I hope that most people listening realize that that's not the case
no,
at all.
Of course not.
We love many men. We just don't like people who are awful. And some men are awful. Some women are awful. And we have just happened to call out in these situations the dudes who are awful.
You know,
it goes both ways. If there is a woman, yeah, who you are in a relationship and she is doing this, it is also awful.
You know, we got called out, I want to say a couple months ago, because there was a woman who wrote in and we didn't agree with what she was doing. And we kind of like, we gave her some tough love.
Yeah.
And we got called out for that too. But it just so happens that other people's narratives sort of sometimes leak into your own.
These are personal experiences we've had. Like, I've been in a very similar situation, not with children, but with a partner who I get a lot of red flags about, and they keep telling me I'm nuts. And so yeah, this definitely is like, that's, I've learned that hard lesson.
One of the first signs that somebody's trying to hide something from you is that they're turning it around and making you feel guilty.
Yep.
Ken wrote on our Facebook fan page, I'm a guy and he is cheating. It's simple.
Mm.
Please go see a marriage counselor. At the very least, you deserve better.
Mm.
Jennifer wrote, this is not okay. And I just went through the same thing.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, Jennifer.
I mean, so in these kind of situations, you must trust your instincts.
Yes.
So flip the table. Let's say your best girlfriend was acting like your husband.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, let's say, I don't know, Kendall. Her coworker is Kendall.
Yeah.
Kendall and I are just friends, yeah, but she's always texting Kendall. She's hanging out with Kendall and not telling her husband about it.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah.
And bringing Kendall ice cream at her house. At his house, you would say to your girlfriend, you're cheating. You're walking a very fine line,
mm-hmm,
and this is probably not okay.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. Very often, if I'm trying to give myself advice, I have to give it to a friend. Very often, Kathleen, I'm giving it to you in my head. Like, okay, what would I do if Kathleen was saying this kind,
yeah,
of stuff? And yeah, you're smart. You're so smart, anonymous, wonderful person. You're so smart. Your instincts are right on. Do not let someone make you question those instincts. Those instincts have been in you since the beginning of time. They're a part of our DNA. They're in us for a reason. They're why we're still around.
Taste bud Kristen wrote, he is in denial about his own feelings and counseling is in order before he goes any further. Yeah, it sounds like your husband may be trying to tell himself that he's only friends with this woman, but you don't stop and go out of your way to get ice cream for someone that you only have platonic feelings for.
And also,
unless that person is going through a breakup,
yeah,
or has her period.
Yeah, or has like a strep throat or something. Like, I can't remember a time that I got defensive about something that I knew was okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you get called up for behavior and your first response is to get defensive, question that.
Such a good point. That is such a good point. And that is from both perspectives.
Yeah.
Are you getting defensive, or is the person getting defensive with you.
It happened to me like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Dennis commented on something and I immediately got to, it was just about how like filthy my sink is. And it was like, so not this.
Girl, my but, sink like, is so filthy too.
Like I have cockroaches and I couldn't figure out why. And he was like, well, you're, you know, maybe, you know, keeping your sink kind of clean would help.
Yeah.
And he was so nice about it. And I immediately got defensive.
Yeah.
And it was only because I realized how dirty my freaking sink
well,
is.
Well, of course. And that's not something you ever want to hear. That's like
no.
something I would get defensive about too.
Totally. But
and
it's because
like, yeah.
you know you did, you know yeah. your sink is like a hot mess.
I know. And it's not easy to vacuum up all the crumbs every night before
no.
you go to sleep.
It is a hellscape of cat food and
yes.
tuna.
Yeah, I understand that.
And breadcrumbs.
My apartment is the same way.
Yeah.
I have had roaches in the past too, but
ugh.
When they redid my kitchen, I was like, you seal up every crack.
Yeah.
I held a knife to their throat, a
yeah.
metaphorical knife.
Yeah. I would have held a real
I said,
one.
I have had mice and I have had roaches. So you're putting in new cabinets mm-hmm. and you're putting in new piping.
Mm-hmm.
Seal up every crack or mm-hmm. I'm going to come to your house.
I'm so turned on. I'm so turned on. By the way, Kathleen has her thumb between her pointer and middle finger like she stole your nose, but that's her knife.
Also, the universal sign for foreskin.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I don't
know.
I think so.
That
was awkward.
You know,
things just took a turn.
I feel bad. I wish that there were not children involved because I know that that makes things so much more complicated.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes not as easy to say, leave him because children are involved. Money is involved. A lot of times you can't afford to make it on your own. So whatever you end up having to do, Miss Anonymous or Mr. Anonymous, I don't know.
Miss Anonymous.
It is Miss Anonymous. I hope that you keep your head up. Never question your gut. Your gut is leading you in the right direction. You have an entire community of people who are on Facebook right now and telling you that you are in the right. And also, is it Mac who posted it
yeah.
for us?
Yeah.
Thank you to all of our Facebook moderators who moderate the fan page. We have nothing to do with the fan page. That is all you all. And we have some amazing people who are moderating it. So thank you for posting this. Mm-hmm. I hope that the feedback helped you feel better, Anonymous.
Take control of this situation. Don't let your husband be the driver anymore.
Oof. Yeah. And if, I don't know, man, you got to read some Eat, Pray, Love. Even if you don't like take the world trips, one of the best scenes from that book is the very beginning where she's like lying on the bathroom floor sobbing. Because sometimes you just need to lie on the bathroom floor and sob.
Yeah.
And then you figure out what the next step is.
The tile is so cold.
It's so cold.
Feels good against your swollen face.
Yeah, it really does.
I've been kind of obsessed with Elizabeth Gilbert lately.
You know, I mean, she had a very gifted situation where she was able to, like, take this massive long sabbatical. And it kind of became a stereotype. That said, I think she's an incredible woman. And it's a very helpful book.
I still haven't seen the movie. I haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
The book actually did take me quite a long time to read. The beginning is a little bit slow.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
It's worth it. I liked it. I also liked...
Ends beautifully.
Another good book is Love Warrior. I very much enjoyed. That's another one where, like, my marriage was not what I wanted it to be.
Uh-huh.
That one takes a little bit more of an intimate look at the marriage,
yeah.
where you see cheating, you see her trying to get some trust back, what that looks like day to day. And I think it's really helpful to see that she's been through the thick of it. Children were involved, and she has come out on the other side as well. And so... that's another good book. I really liked that a lot.
Bethany,
Love Warrior.
If you were married to somebody and they cheated on you, do you think that there's any circumstance in which you would be able to stay with them? I used to think absolutely no, I would be out of there. I would be out of there so fast if
yeah.
they cheated on me. But now I've been married for 7 years and I think, God, you know.
Yeah, would you?
I might be able to forgive. Sorry.
Is that your truth meter?
That's my truth meter. I have to pay my meter. That's imagine if somebody invented that app where your phone could sound an alarm anytime you were being truthfully honest
or being full of crap. Lying. Do you need to go feed your meter?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. I don't know. I think if children were involved, here's what I think I would do, knowing myself the way I do.
Yeah.
I think I would try to work it through because of the children, knowing fully well that I was making an exit strategy. I think I would start really hoarding money.
I think
I would start saving money. I think I would start secretly selling things that I knew he wouldn't miss.
Yeah.
And I think when I felt like I had enough, I would leave him. I don't know if I could get over it, but I think I would stay together until I knew for a fact I could, like, make sure the transition was okay for the kids.
And maybe hang on until the kids turn 18 and then peace out.
I mean, but also think about the messages you're showing your children.
I know.
Children pick up on stuff.
Yeah.
And for all of the crap that, like, season two of Big Little Lies got, one thing that they did, I think, a good job of is showing that even if you as a parent think you're hiding stuff from your kids,
you're not.
Your kids pick up
on
it.
Oh, yeah.
And the twins, Nicole Kidman's children, they picked up on the abuse. They picked up on the screaming and the physical violence. And
I will say straight up, that is a large part of why I go to therapy, because of all the stuff that I picked up on as a little kid.
I think that if you are in a relationship and you're staying together solely for the children, I don't know if that's always the best case for the children, because you're showing them that maybe it's okay to settle. You're showing them that love is pain. Love is abuse.
And
love
it's not.
And it's not.
And sometimes it becomes a household, even if there's no violence, that is so uncomfortable for a child to live in.
Yep.
Because that child is always walking around on eggshells.
Yep. That's a great point.
And that damages a child. You're like, it's a loving home. They had everything they needed. Mm-hmm. But that child was waiting for mom to blow up.
Mm.
Or that child was waiting for dad to blow up. And not necessarily at them. Sometimes it's just at, you know, mom and dad blowing up at each other.
Yeah.
That's still not a healthy situation to live in.
At all. At all. And you might be the best parent in the world. And I know this is like two non-parents giving parenting advice. But we've both also lived and had different parental situations.
Yeah.
Had friends who've gone through stuff.
Of course.
And I just know that it's not worth it if your kid is not going to learn what a good relationship looks like. The only reason that I am in a good relationship now is because I kept comparing all of my previous relationships to my mom and my stepdad, to my sister and her husband, and to my sister and her husband.
All good marriages.
All incredible marriages. And I was like, my relationship doesn't hold up to those.
Yeah.
Then that's not the right one. If they were all in crappy relationships, I too would be in a crappy relationship.
You know, that's a good way. That's an excellent way to judge a character of somebody you're dating. I have a friend and she's really been unlucky in love. And within our friend group, a couple of us are married with like pretty solid marriages.
Yeah.
And every time she's dating somebody and she's not sure, I go down the line with her. I say, well, is he a Neil?
Mm.
Is he a Jeff? Is he a Jake? And these are like the names of all of the really amazing husbands within my friend group.
Yeah.
And it helps her put into perspective the type of person that she's dating.
Yeah. It's so helpful. And if you don't have that relationship to compare your relationship to, then create a relationship for others to compare themselves to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, Anonymous, put yourself in a situation that your children will be able to look up and say, I respect my mom.
Yeah.
I respect the choices she made, whether that is to stay or to go.
Yeah.
Be the woman that your kids can look up to.
Yeah.
And that might not be able to happen today. It might be years. It might mean reconciling the marriage. It might mean going out on your own. Whatever that means to you and whatever your timeline is, you just know what the right thing to do is. And do not be afraid to do that right thing. Because if it is the right thing, you will be supported.
Yeah.
It will be made to happen.
Yeah. This marriage right now, to me, from an outside perspective, is broken.
Mm.
Don't put a Band-Aid over it.
No.
Don't dig deep. Don't put black salve over it.
Like, it'll necrotize it. It'll necrotize fasciitis the hell out of it.
Fix it and let it heal.
Mm-hmm.
Get the right stitches so you never have another infection ever again.
And if your husband doesn't want to, then that shows you a lot and that tells you what you need to
do. Then saw your arm off because he's your arm.
Yeah. If he is your arm, you put that arm in a bear trap and then you run.
Or cut your hair.
Get bangs.
Get bangs.
Get bangs. They'll fix everything.
All right.
Oh, man. I know this went deep. I hope it didn't bum you guys out. But like, wow. Sometimes we got to just remind each other that our instincts are smart.
Yeah.
We're smart.
You're 100% on the nose with this.
Yeah. And thank you to all the good men out there who are standing up for all of the good men out there.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of you out there.
And thank you to all the amazing taste buds who wrote in advice that is so invaluable to somebody in a situation like this. Bethany, you're crying.
I'm tearing up, man. I freaking love our listeners so much. I can't handle it. All right. You guys are amazing.
Happy Friday the 13th, everybody.
Woo! Go dance naked under a full moon. And like, so full moons are all for like growth and expansion. Uh-huh. So go out. It's too late tonight because it's Monday now and the full moon's gone. But like the next full moon.
Yeah, plan ahead.
Plan ahead. It's all about setting those big manifestation intentions to like skyrocket on the full moon. This is a great time to do it. Plus, we're in the high holy season of like creepiness.
Map out the moon's waxing and waning on your calendar so you know when the next full moon is coming up.
Yep.
And then plan a party.
Yeah.
And then invite us.
You are well taken care of and protected, and we love you all very much.
I will bring Cheez-Its.
Kathleen will bring Cheez-Its, you guys.